But you can see them from Iraq. What do you think, man? Do you think there were ever any WMDs in Iraq, or were they always in Iran, and are we just building an airport so we can get there a little bit quicker and don't have to worry about flyover zones, Robin? Well, Bakai, my very special guest, all week, last week, saving the day.
It's a long guest.
It's a long guest. Day.
That's a very long day.
Does it sound like I'm talking to you from 1970?
It always does. It sounded that way for the last 10 years, Dave.
You tramp. That's why I love you. No, this microphone's from 1971. Can you tell?
Yeah.
I'm actually from 1971. Knock it off, Robin. Animal.
Yeah, how you doing?
Nobody's ever learned your last name. Don't tell us. I like it that way. Brian Young on the electrical guitar. Get put his patch up there. Play me.
What's up?
I love that. He's live in the band. I told him, I said, Brian, what we're going to be doing now is something between the guys in Led Zeppelin and what Letterman and Schaefer do for a living. He's a one-man band. This way, I've invented a whole new genre. Instead of like a real band, which is, you know, that's kind of predictable. Great. Wonderful thing. We have a real band. We're going to fly them in, allegedly, at some point in the future. But like sampling, I think we invented a new genre here. I call it track slapping. And then we play along with the track, and that way you have every band that ever recorded everything. But the trick is that we don't tell Brian what the loop coming up actually is. So it's like a contest, and it's either going to make him younger or a lot older. How you feeling so far, Chief?
Pretty old.
No, you really have to have an amazing facility here.
I was alone in my hotel room last night, and I was doing a little track slapping myself.
To Brian's music? That's excellent. What an excellent choice.
And the one-man band thing, the sexiest part about Brian is the cymbals between his knees.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to the news here. Page 6. The only place that I go for my news, the only news that I actually believe here. And, you know, my very first guest, and the reason that I'm using this microphone is because Richard Pryor comes from the early 70s, right? And that's what everybody quoted Richard Pryor's material, etc. And my Uncle Manny, who was our first guest on the show here, was Richard's first real manager. When Richard Pryor went to Johnny Carson's show for the very first time, it was Manny who took him there. When he first started really banging around in New York City, down in the Village and everything in the 60s, whatever, before he became Richard Pryor as we know him. He was doing kind of standard humor about, you know, when he was in the Navy and, you know, general street kind of stuff. Uncle Manny was the first one to hire him. So it's kind of apropos. We had Manny as our first guest here, a patron saint of a long line of noble predators, the Roth guys. And animal like that. And it says here in page 6, it's very apropos, she doesn't have the comedic chops of her legendary dad. Hey, wait, give her a chance. But that didn't stop Rain Pryor from trying to crack up the crowd at Caroline's on Broadway last weekend. Good for her. Always real tough to kind of stand up in the shadow of dad, especially when dad throws a big, long shadow. How many people that you see, if you knew Richard Pryor when he was happening, you see the imitations of it constantly. Just as when you put on MTV or BET today, you'll see the long shadow that Michael Jackson threw. It landed on his sister for the first time and has extended all the way up to Usher and everybody around it, right?
And every Jimboree throughout America.
There you go. Rain Pryor, from trying to crack up the crowd at Caroline's on Broadway last weekend. Richard Pryor's daughter describing her mixed ethnicity. Okay, she's talking about her color. Her mixed ethnicity during a surprise set said her father had a weakness for white women. It's called WWD, she quipped. White women's disease. My father loved white women. O.J. Simpson loved white women, and Michael Jackson is one. Turn up the music. It's okay, Robin. You can ask him. She's giving wild... Those are ugly finger meanings, Robin. Don't give those to Hutch.
I didn't understand a word of that. But
I was just trying to get a little less volume.
You have your own little volume.
No, but in English, in English, if you make your fingers like that, your thumb over your little finger, and you show it to a British guy, it means something entirely different than volume.
Oh, it's like come in Tokyo?
No. It means pencil weenie.
I thought that was this.
Thank you very much, Robin. That was really nice. That's
Did
it
you
for
like
our
that?
Friendship. That's it. I'm gone.
Okay.
Oh, no.
There was friction early at the Roth Show. Roth Radio, New York. We're just going to go that far for right now. New York. That sounds like New York music in the background. It sounds like one of those sleazy movies, like My Life.
We should be at the Stork Club or something.
This isn't the Stork Club. This is a cheap B-rated movie where they like smoke pot. The piano player gives the kid pot, whatever, and his life dissolves into a swirling cesspool of sin, degradation, filth, and, well, if you do it right. Turn up the music. Play it, play it. I feel like this till lunch every day when I get a good day. When I eat red meat, I feel like this music sounds. Okay, just asking. This comes from page 6. Which downtown photographer, a descendant of one of the nation's wealthiest families, has his art world pals worried sick about his newfound fixation with shooting heroin? Is heroin popular now? Is it? Are we going up or are we going down? Are we speeding up? Are we slowing down? Do you have a figure on this?
I don't have a figure, but it always seems to be split right in the middle, doesn't it? Ever since
you come from the speedball generation. You come from the generation that I do, which said, no, I see the management looking at me weird. Is it supposed to sound like I'm talking to you from 1971? Does it sound like it? Okay, we're going to have updates on Vietnam in a second. Richard Nixon weighs in on Animal's last name. He's got an idea. He thinks he knows.
Uh-oh. He thinks Animal's a Quaker.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe Animal's a heroin addict. Maybe as I'm going to go around the circle and, maybe he's had experience. But I'm having trouble. Like I was watching Bill Maher. He had the excellent thing. He says, this is the go-fast generation. Everything's wired. If you like fast, you got the need for speed, like they say in Top Gun. This is the place for you. We use coffee. We got Vivarin, my new favorite.
Red Bull. Red Bull sugar-free.
Turn up the music. I'm going to sip some Red Bull.
Dance with me, Sasha. Yeah.
I don't know if it's Sasha or the Red Bull. I think it's Sasha. Brian, keep an eye on her. She's staring at my ass. If she stops, let me know. I got to go work out. Sasha's our intern. Clinton had it right. He knew what he was doing. Turn the music down. Turn the music down there, Hutch. I want to look at Sasha in silence here for a second. Okay, we're back. But I'm serious. Is heroin now a cool thing again?
It's always been cool.
Well, it's always been part of the jazz scene, but those are like disc jockeys, clinically depressed. By the way, where's Limbaugh? I've been at this for 3 weeks. I want a Vicodin.
Where is he when you need him?
Did they take Vicodins in 1971? Can I say that over this microphone? Reaching out across the ages. No, they took were...
What was it, like Secondol?
No,
like
it was Quaaludes, Robin.
Oh, Quaaludes, yeah. Right.
Okay, stop right there. I'm going to start this just like I start every business meeting with the guys from CBS. What are we pretending to not know this time? Yeah, of course it was Quaaludes. Oh, my God. I was still in high school,
so I didn't know Quaaludes until I got out of high school.
No, it was just...
But they were doing Secondols, and I used to wonder, because they were capsules, and I used to wonder, you snort those things? How do you pass a capsule through your nose?
You don't. See, lucky for you, you're a bad addict. Lucky for you, you're a bad druggie. And you saved you. It saved you.
Well...
I ended up doing yours. But at least it was back in 1971, which is what I'm speaking to you from, as you can tell from the tone. This is actually called the hammer mic, and whenever you hear the music play from the 70s or whatever, this was the microphone they sang over, from all the soul groups and from all the rock bands, whether it's Rod Stewart or the Stoneses and the Zeppelins, and, across the board, this was the sound. It's got that little kind of crunch.
Did you just say the Stoneses?
Stoneses. Yeah.
Been around me too long, Dave.
That's right. And I've learned how to describe to you. I have to say to the animal, the guy in the Stones. He doesn't know. He doesn't know, and I don't care. That's why I'm talking to you from this far back in time. All right. It's about time that I read the next piece here. Is he actually shooting heroin? You would think people would get onto that. Like actually using a needle now? You would think that's absolutely verboten. Everybody knows that. If you watch MTV or BT or anything, right? You know that you don't go tie off and use a needle now. But evidently this is reaching into the high end of the arc still. Heroin was always a big part, and I was joking about, clinical depression, but I'm not joking.
Well, now you can get your needles at Prada and Chanel.
No, you can't rob it, but you can get the belt. That's right. And you can go into the changing booth. There's actually going to be a special changing booth.
You know? Have a changing booth?
Yeah. The arm cuff.
That's right, the arm cuff. That's sick.
Not that I know anything about that.
You do.
You're from experience, Robin, you know.
Okay. Which high-tech billionaire keeps his massive yacht stocked with expensive escorts?
David Lee Roth.
Oh, come on. That ain't exactly headlines, Robin. That wouldn't wind up in Page Six. You'd sell no extra issues on that basis.
Well, I couldn't see you with a yacht unless you had oars on it. If you had a yacht, you would be rowing it around Manhattan.
Well, you just missed an opportunity for an excellent pun, and you almost got shot. I wouldn't operate a boat without oars either.
But it's got that.
Some of these jokes, like, they detonate about 6 hours later on the BQ.
Yeah, in TV they call it a roller. A thinker.
A thinker. Usually not associated with morning radio. Which is why I stayed up since 1986. If I had a yacht, I would keep it stopped. See, I'm already having a Freudian slip. If I had a yacht, I'd ring it with a hammer. And I'd keep it stocked with oars. And I'm mispronouncing that intentionally. You know, what do you mean escorts? Is that, that's obviously a... that's an angle of way of saying hookers, right? It's just shorter.
That's what I would think.
One it's syllable. It's easier for Czechoslovakian girls to remember because it's one syllable, right?
The Mayflower Madam did escorts and Heidi did hoes.
Well, Heidi-ho.
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 Poor, I knew Heidi really well, and I inhaled, unlike Bill Clinton. Oh, I did. Poor Heidi. They put her in handcuffs, sent her off to jail. In Las Vegas, handcuffs got you an extra $100. That's right. He's got a yacht stocked with expensive escorts. So they actually live on the boat like slaves? I'm down for this. Or does he import them gig-specific? Is this, like, do football guys like special escorts? Or do, you know, rock and rollers probably have a special taste for escorts? What do you think a billionaire yacht guy would have? Probably Russian girls, Czechoslovakian girls.
Yeah, I would think it'd be those big Amazons on the cover of Stuff and Maxim.
The girl on the cover of Stuff...
Dave's this, hot for her.
Well, I memorized her. It's a trick I learned to do in 1971.
The mental Polaroid?
Mm. Oh, I'm memorizing you, baby. I told you, the only thing I know how to speak is Pakistani in one sentence. I know one sentence in Pakistani from living downtown for the last couple of years. Hey, mister, this is not library. And it's because I'm memorizing Miss November. I use the money for a taxi. So I can get to work. You know how it is working for Infinity, man.
Yeah.
I got them to drop the brown M&Ms, but they broke my arm on the cash, baby. I jump in the taxi. I go $7 north. I should write a country song, $7 north. I did that in the early 90s because I never kept any cash on me, you know. And I'd get in the taxi without really thinking. It was party time. Okay, I'm going to level with you. A lot like it was in the 71. Actually, this isn't a microphone. I'm just have a hangover. And I would get in the taxi, and he'd go, where are you going, my friend? Same guy in the magazine stand. Well, it's his cousin, actually, as you can probably tell from the tone. And I would check my cash, and I'd go, oh. $20 north. We never had $20. I would usually wind up with somebody who looked much like Sasha, our intern. She's staring at my butt. I can't. I'm not going to look. Is she wearing headphones?
Yeah.
Keep an eye on her. When she's not wearing headphones, talk to me. Tell me if she's staring at my butt.
She's looking at
me. Baby, when I look at you, my IQ goes down 12 points. When I look at you, inside my skull sounds like this.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, you little white baby.
I gotta stop this. Well, I don't, but...
You should describe Sasha for our listeners.
Sasha is like 21.
What's her shirt say?
It says, Jersey girl, enough said. And there's a period there like it's affirmative, man. That's affirmative. Don't point those at me unless you intend to use them, cowgirl. Like they say in Dallas, Texas. You know we're broadcasting in Dallas, Texas. You can give Texas a run for its money, right? Look at that look. You're the cutest thing. You're going into radio?
I'd like to.
You know, you're halfway here. And you're an intern now, right?
Yes.
And you were working for free till we started giving you tips, right?
Yeah.
Tom Gisano. We'll talk later. Okay.
Tom got something right.
No, he did. If you got something right, we would be on a yacht stocked with hookers, right?
Hey, you know.
Well, I offered to pay for it. I'm not kidding. I said, guys, obviously I'm not here for the paycheck. Hello. I said,
they're going to stock Dave's bicycle with hookers.
No, they couldn't even park my bicycle. No, really. I don't ride it here anymore. There was a big problem with that. We made 4 phone calls. And finally, what's-his-name comes down in a 3-piece suit in the freezing cold, and the two cats downstairs, you know, they gave us a hard time in Espanol. They didn't know I speak fluent, you know, whatever. Mm. It was fun. It was fun watching what's-his-face twist on the end like a... Anyway. No, but we couldn't even park a bike here. What I said is, I'll pay out of the pocket. Let me get a yacht like a billionaire has. Let's stock it with hookers, and we'll never run out of things to talk about. Right, Hutch?
Right, no, Dave.
You can't nod on the radio. You can't nod on the radio.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah, Dave.
He was sweating too hard to speak.
So I'm going to make the pitch right now. There's no reason that we shouldn't be on a millionaire's yacht. The hookers are optional. Okay, I don't need hookers as long as I got interns like Sasha here. Okay. Yeah. She's got the headphones off. She looking at my butt?
Yep. Checking it out.
I don't know. Turn around and we'll see if her eyes move.
This is like an ad for Crunch Gym. This is an ad for the martial arts, man. You see?
Oh, yeah.
You can turn 51 and she'll still stare at you. I can feel it in my lower back. Knock it off, you tramp. Okay. Let's continue. Knock it off, Sash. Keep your hands off of me, Sasha. Who am I to tell her? I've been accused of sexually abusing an entire generation. Okay. Which pop strumpet? My mind's still back on the yacht. I'm sorry. Which pop strumpet preferred a certain kind of... Okay, go to the top of the music, Hutch. This is important. I'm going to need the whole stretch, and then we'll make it... go ahead, just start it from the top. No. Wrong one, Hutch. It's okay. It's early. We haven't finished the first Red Bull. It's okay. We're not in the space shuttle. This is not a helicopter. A lot of wiggle room. Room for air. Okay.
There you go.
I just needed the whole soundtrack, because it only lasts about 4 minutes here.
That's fun.
Okay, here we go. Turn it up loud. Wait. Start it again from the top, but really loud. And then when I give you the hand signal, we'll drop it down like a movie, like a really tawdry B-rated movie, which is my favorite. Here we go. Go ahead.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. I never love you, baby. Sweet. I like your skirts.
Which pop strumpet preferred a certain kind of sexual intercourse, which let her technically maintain her virgin status with her various hookups before she married her current husband? Actually, that sounds like anal sex music, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a very classy place.
That sounded like oral sex music in a very classy place. Turn it up. Every time I get oral sex, that's what it sounds like in my head. That's so...
You are such a freak.
It's the Red Bull.
Most people go to a rock and roll place.
Stop it. Stop
this
it. I'm interested in young and skinny energy here. Sasha, what do you hear when you're having sex? Do you hear like Justin Timberlake or I'm sorry? I want you to think about... You think of me. Okay, you're a very wise politician and a lousy liar. I'm going to teach you how to lie right after the commercial.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
Surely God is mad at America. He's sending hurricane after hurricane after hurricane. And I don't care what people are saying uptown or wherever they are.
I am angry.
This city will be chocolate at the end of the day.
I am angry.
David Lee Roth. Это чистая сила. Вы можете ее почувствовать. Столько силы. Приходите, слушайте. Radio Roth 6 AM.
I'll fool ya! That's right. Have a Red Bull, white boy.
Okay, let me get this right here, because I'm. I got a cheap pair of glasses, plus ones or whatever, that I got from a cheap airport somewhere in wherever. So I'm having a little trouble reading this here. Now, that guy that we just heard, is that the pop strumpet who preferred a certain kind of... Why are you looking at me like that? It's a reasonable question. I mean, in lieu of... You know.
I'm not sure his virginity was on the line, but...
It is now. Oh, he's going to get stuffed hard.
That Chocolate City's going to come with nuts.
Okay. Fruits and nuts, huh? It always did. That's part of the charm.
You're right.
It's why we fight. That's why we're going to win this war, Bukai. Well, I feel like we're winning. We're winning our battle, at least.
It is Wednesday, and we are still swinging.
No, it is anything could happen, to, according to Disney World. And to hell with Disneyland. I think this is the happiest place on Earth. What do you think, Brian? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It says, which pop strumpet preferred a... And this comes from page 6. This is not from any of my usual magazines. This is from page... Why are you looking at me like that? This is from page 6. And this is where I get all my news, the only news I actually read, or at least it's the only paper I read, and I consider it news. You got to read in between the lines. Obviously, you know what everybody's doing here. You know, so-and-so's playing marbles. Well, you read between the lines. So-and-so's a millionaire. So-and-so's a millionaire lesbian. So's a millionaire lesbian felon.
Yeah, it's like a puzzle mystery.
And you put it all together, and then it says something about an entire neighborhood. Right? Seriously. Okay. Which pop strumpet? I've started this like 9 times. I'm going to go for the record.
Keep drinking them Red Bulls, baby.
I'm going to go for the record. Nobody's noticed. I'm doing it right. Wait a minute. If I'm doing it right, Sasha says, if you were doing it right, I'd notice. Okay. Stop looking at me like that. Okay. Just like that's better. Don't stick that out at me. Here we go. Which pop strumpet preferred a certain kind of intercourse, we'll say, which let her technically maintain her virgin status with her various hookups before she married her current husband? I don't know who it is, and I don't even think that we can say names over the air, can we?
Can we say first names?
No. Dukes, come on in. Get Dukes in here, and let's find out what's technically easy. Here, turn up the music. I'm going to ask Dukes if we can say first names. Oh, he's going to talk over the microphone. Everybody is a star.
Oh.
Okay, can you say names? Like, could we guess who it was that... can we guess?
Can we give initials?
Like it says, which pop starlet may have been partying hard without me? And I'm a little upset. I'm a little bitter. So that may inform my the names that I may choose or the tone that I use when I say the name. But can I say these names? Because you'll know the pop stars, and it's a reflection on what their habits are. Or is that an illegitimate thing? Al Dukes, our producer, go ahead.
Yeah, I would stay away from that.
Yeah, but you're afraid for your job. That's the basic pivot of your existence here. Come on.
Yeah, it's not worth it, I don't think.
Well, I think it is worth it, Al.
Can we guess what their songs were?
No, you can't. You can't. But let's see, let's visit this empirically, whatever that means. I think we should
do it.
How about
hair color?
I think we should do it. I think more important is, obviously, there's 5 young girls that we all think. And I'm not even going to point to the neighborhood or the channel or the type of the music, because it could be any number of 5. But it's those 5. And oh, really? And probably more important is the capacity that, since we now know that one of them, this is like to tell the truth or whatever, which one of you used to enjoy in the back seat of a Mazda the business end of Animal? No, I don't need initials. Who cares about initials? That's weak. You know exactly who I'm thinking of.
Ethnicity.
Okay, guys, let's just all think of all 5, like the guy from the UFO. Remember, we interviewed the guy from who maintains that UFOs will come down. If we think about it, let's just imagine all 5 people, don't say anything, and America will think of the same 5. Here we go. Yeah, her especially. I think now that we know this, and I'm accepting it as truth. Well, at least I'm peddling it as truth, and that's probably more fun. Is that now when you watch her video, whoever it is you think that is, now you're going to be watching for clues. It's like when the...
What's the clue going to be, a limp?
Arguably. No, really. You're going to look for clues now. You know, there's going to be like if she scratches her butt, you know, or something, or a certain dress that she wears, you know, or there's something like if you wear a pair of jeans, she wears a pair of designer jeans that have some cutouts in the back, like little arrows applique or something like this, you know, or she'll say something. that she, you know, she thinks nobody knows. Obviously, you know, she's going to cover
back zip slacks.
Something will happen, and you will catch a clue. It's like when the fella from, not Motley Crue, the rock band Judas Priest came out. I mean, like, quotation marks, but came out.
Rob Halford.
Rob Halford. He came out, and he says he's gay, openly gay. Bad adjective. But, hey, a salute. Great. You know, one world, one love, brother. But now it's more fun to go back and listen to all those boring Judas Priest albums and see if you can help with the clues.
Turbo Lover.
No, really, like Breaking the Law, Breaking Turbo the Law. Which law?
All of them.
Oh, that law. So now I'm going to go back. Actually, pervert that I am, I have a lot of loops from all five of those girls. Oh, yeah. And we're going to play those throughout the afternoon as a kind of secret devil message clues, because most of you won't know it, especially...
We have to play them backwards.
Well, this is twisted because, you know, we're broadcasting on a number of classic rock stations. We're the show in the morning, and I thought, isn't this a twisted rock and roll pervert sense of humor that I would take, like... she's obviously not included in the discussion here, but for example, a Britney Spears loop. Because if you take the very first part, it's mostly white rocker dudes who are putting those things together, like Schenck, John Schenck, you know, who produces everybody from Branch to Ashley Simpson to you name it, right? Yeah. He's a white rocker dude who works out of Henson over in L.A. He's got a permanent studio where Metallica records, where we recorded. You know, everybody's over there. And he's got a stack of guitars and a stack of amps. So I got a Lindsay Lohan loop that you wouldn't know. Twisted, huh?
Yeah. Very twisted.
Okay, that's going to come on right before the Freebird Live, but I'm not going to warn you. You might walk around humming a Lindsay Lohan loop and not know it. Now you understand me. First one's free. Anyway, I'm going to watch TV now, a lot, so that I can see this. You know, I don't think it's, well, I think it is. Because I know the one who is the most partying one. Out of all five, you know, there are there's a number, right? And the one, I think she just got married. That's right, according to page six here. Just married her current husband. And if it's who I think it is, she's a party monster. I mean, I'm not averse. She really is. And I'm wondering what kind of intercourse that this is talking about. Because there's... I had a blow-up doll that had eight working orifices, so, you know.
Eight? Did you include the ears?
Yeah.
Eight?
Yeah. Hear this. Now hear this. Hey, keep an eye out for me. Did you ever notice that we all have nine working orifices and there's nine planets in the solar system? Eerie. She's staring at me. I could feel the heat all over me. Okay,
I'm still counting orifices.
You got to count your nostrils. Hint, hint.
I did. Okay.
Would you like to count them over the air for the edification of all 7 million of our close
no,
friends?
No, I want you to do it.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, I didn't. I wouldn't think of the
that's
eyes.
That's
as
because
an
you
orifice.
Never even became an adolescent.
Come on, man. All right. I'm that young.
Here we go. Heidi Klum's hubby, Seal. Let's see, if you read this fast, if you didn't speak English as a first language, and you read this from page six, I don't know if this is a good sentence or maybe this is a great sentence. I think it's a great sentence. Heidi Klum's hubby, Seal. If you didn't know what he meant, if you would think that she owned a pet. This is a Hubert Seal from Hubert Island. We call it a hubby.
Like an emperor penguin.
Oh, it's going to make some excellent lederhosen. Here we go. Heidi Klum's hubby Seal may be nervous, especially during winter.
Give me that back.
Actually, I'm not for that.
What'd she give him as a wedding gift? A bucket of fish? Oh, no.
Bad girl. Bad girl. Okay, Heidi Klum's hubby Seal might be nervous about this week's auction of the Romana Clef by former Reza, blah, blah, blah. The most important thing is, do you think that's tribal scarring or acne?
Probably.
Turn down. Hold on. animal?
Probably a little both.
What are you, a Buddhist? Put the music back on. This is Buddhist music.
Yeah.
It's like me, desafinado, which means out of tune in Portuguese. Can you play with this? Go ahead, man. Happy hour from 5 till February, Roth Radio. Okay. That sounded pretty good. Brian Young, live in the studio. Turn up the track. Go ahead, man. Jam on it. I'm going to drink some Red Bull. Go ahead.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
你已经连接上了 David Lee Roth， 准备去探索 Roth， 直达在早上六点。Welcome to David Lee Roth. First thing in the morning, Roth, 6 a.m. Very consistent.
From the upper left-hand corner of the page, son.
I love it!
Give him a Red Bull. Give him a Red Bull. It's my new addiction of choice. I'm a total addict. Anything worth doing is worth overdoing. I see Robin's face. She's nodding.
I'm actually... Brian and I just had a fun conversation. And for everybody who can't see him, he makes the best faces when he plays. In fact, if you were deaf, just watching his face, you could still hear the music.
You totally know the chord changes and everything. You would know the subject matter of the lyrics. Well, it's always the same subject. You do what I call the F face. Like you're about to say... No, don't say it. They'll punch it out here. But you make, like when you say F, just say the word F. You bite your bottom lip and you go... and you bite your bottom lip and you make the F face, man, and you point that. That's a big old, I don't even know if you can use it. It's a whipping stick.
And he's got that wah-wah mouth and he's like...
is your wah-wah hooked up? Because it looks like Isaac Hayes went into the hospital for exhaustion.
I think they call that asthma now.
And they call that shaft, baby. Yeah. Talk about shaft. He's a bad mo. Hush your mouth.
Hush your mouth.
Animal, can you say that? Say, talking about shaft.
Talking about shaft.
Get real close on the microphone and go, talk about shaft.
Talk about shaft. Watch yourself.
How can you do that without pronouncing the T?
I'm from down south. I can get away with that.
Let me try that.
Try it.
Let me try. Talking about shelf.
Yeah. Talking about shelf.
Because if you do it right, if you do it right, then you don't have to pronounce any consonants at all. I learned this from people like Isaac Hayes and stuff as a kid, and the old blues guys and stuff that I would announce. That's why I'm using this old microphone now. This is when I started singing, you know, my first starring role, of course, was in the shower, much like everybody, you know. Oh, yeah. And this microphone is from the 70s, so, you know, it's apropos. Isaac Hayes, talk about shit. When he sang that, had to be over the hammer mic. That's what this is. That's what it's called, right? And you don't pronounce consonants. The better you can say words without any consonants at all. In fact, you don't even have to use words as long as you finish with something vaguely sexy. I'll show you. Stop laughing. Here we go.
All night long.
Here, I'll try another one.
That's in a burning feeling. Then it turned you over, baby.
So you're really still a virgin? Let's get married.
Sound like James Brown, man.
Sounds like Truth in Advertising. I'm still referring to the Page Six article. But
hey, Dave, why is Page Six on Page 10?
I think it probably worked its way up. You know, it's the most popular page. it's the only one it's like the centerfold. Yeah. I go right to it. I ignore everything unless there's a great big picture on the front cover, you know, whatever. But I go right to it. And if you put it on page six, then nothing after the next 20 pages are going to go get very lonesome.
They make you wait for it now.
Well, yeah. So, you know, it's why, you know, when you get your hit song and all the other songs aren't quite as hitly, they're hits. Yeah. but not as hitly. And you put it like number 8, so they have to wade through the rest of it to get to it. No, I've never done that.
It's like teasing the stripper story on the news, but they don't get to it till the last 5 minutes of the show.
There you go. That's called the Apache Dance, like from the 1920s, when you would have music like this. In fact, can you, Sash, will you kind of dance a little bit for me, baby? Okay, we're back.
And here come the lawyers.
I already have 10 dependents.
What's one more?
One ex-wife and 9 lawyers. No, it's called the Apache Dance, where, you know, she would come out dressed like an American Indian, particularly in France in the 1920s. You know, in Paris, that was, you know, the Hot Club, or up in the Cotton Club here in New York City, or, you know, on Rush Street in Chicago and so forth. And invariably, you know, the American Indian was the coolest thing at the turn of the century. Very sexy, and the girls would come out, especially the black girls. Somebody calling?
Oh.
Is that my agent? Is that your phone?
Somebody's jingling.
Tell him I said hello. But you do the Apache dance, and little by little, you take off a little bit more, and a little bit more, until finally you show it and dance behind the curtain, and you drag that out for as long as you possibly can. That's what I think is going on, you were reflecting on. You're staring at me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the future is looking brighter with every Red Bull I'm pouring in me. Also, it says Rockstar okayed for a second season. Is this the show where INXS picked a new singer? Did you see that at all?
Yes, I did.
And your opinion?
At first, I couldn't watch it at all. Then I sort of got into it. But what I couldn't figure out was INXS relaunching itself, or this new guy, you know, was the guy relaunching INXS, or was INXS giving this guy
a leg up? INXS was struggling to come up with a reason to get back out on the road legitimately, because they're great musicians, they wrote some great songs, they did great stuff, and they're strangling because they whizzed their time away. Nobody's forever, especially the front guy.
Apparently.
I don't care if you're going on the road or marching off to war or somewhere in between. The guy in front is usually the first one to drop. Hello, Freddie. Those poor guys in Queen are struggling because they're at their peak. This is the kind of stuff like in, I don't know, certain sports, you know, certain pursuits like chess, that you get to when you're my age, you're at the top of your game. Like a guitar player, inarguably, when you get to my age, you're at the top of your game. Your facility is there, your hands are still working, you ain't got the carpal tunnel yet, everything's working and working, and you ain't got no singer. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? Look what Queen did with the fellow from Free, Paul Rodgers. Big mistake. Two different kinds of world, two different kinds of planet, two different approaches to music, and I don't think anybody in that organization was happy behind it. Now you're talking about INXS, desperate to go out on the road, so they're going to go do a game show. The game show is a guilty pleasure. I think we're watching, like in NASCAR, to see the car crash as opposed to see who wins. What do you think?
Yeah, that was exactly what it was. And the personalities would start to come through, you know, and I was shocked at the guy who won. I mean, you know, he was a great singer, but he was such a douchebag.
Can you even say that on the air?
I just did. He was just creepy. He was just all ego. But I don't know, maybe you have to have that as a front guy.
No.
You can speak to that.
No. The people with the most extravagant personalities, the most eccentric, the wildest, the most colorful, most bombastic, are usually hiding something. And what they're hiding is what they perceive to be an uninteresting personality. You got a scrawny little tree, you need a lot of tinsel. Anyways, talking tinsel. Roth Radio. Seriously, is when you cop that big attitude and you're going to puff your chest out and you wear the wildest stuff, it's very different than being on stage. On stage is a performance. When it's off stage, the people who are supposedly the most weirdest, the most eccentric, the most difficult to get with, have created a disguise to cover what's usually underneath, and what's underneath is kind of boring. Do you really want Keith Richards to sober up? I think his rage is probably more interesting than the real sober. What do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the case with me. Maybe Van Halen is going to do this. I've heard rumor in the background that Van Halen is going to do something stupid again. Hey, that's headlines. Put it up. There you go. That's what they sound like now.
Eddie, you know, Eddie and Valerie, the divorce, they finally went to file for divorce, so maybe we'll see him on The Bachelor.
Hey, you know... No, she'll be. You'll see her on The Bachelor.
No, him.
What is the show?
You take this rose.
How do you marry a millionaire? What was the show that was Darva Conger or whatever married a millionaire or something like this? This is so crazy. And what they get together because you know a band getting a new singer from a game show is very much like these fake romances. You know, they get the girl and they get 9 different bachelors. And you can predict this. They'll sit down at the table, and as the camera crew silently hovers, she'll feel something. There will be chemistry. Later on, during the private interview, she'll say she felt something.
which brings us back to Quaaludes.
It's like taking a Quaalude. You start to drag and slow. But Rockstar okayed for a second season. CBS has okayed another season of Rockstar, but no one knows exactly what angle the show will take or if a famous band will be involved. According to Variety, the network is tight-lipped about almost everything, which means they don't really have a plan, and except the fact that Dave Navarro, good, Brooke Burke, better, will host again. Brooke Burke, let's just stop there. In fact, go to the track, and I'm going to think about her. Here we go. Get started, baby.
Oh, it's hard to stop. You can't stop. You just can't stop. When you get down, y'all. When you get down, ain't no turning back, no. Everybody party hardy to get back in the groove. I like the way you do it when you do it. I like the way you move.
Broadcasting New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and when I'm done with you, we're going to be a chocolate city again.
David Lee Roth, Mornings.